More of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's electric needs are soon to come from wind. AVEC, the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, is installing identical wind turbines in Bethel on the Kuskokwim River and another in St. Mary's on the Yukon. There's something new on the Bethel skyline. Off BIA Road, between the FAA White Ball and the KYUK Radio Tower, there now stands a wind turbine.
I was just walking past it the other day. It's very visually striking.
You like those red and white bands?
Mira Kohler is president and CEO of AVEC. The tower appears as a larger-than-life candy cane on the tundra with sharp silver blades shooting out from the top.
Visibility is the key.
That's because the machine stands 78 meters high and not far from the flyway into the Bethel Airport. Here's some more numbers. The 900-kilowatt turbine is expected to produce 5% of the annual electric needs for Bethel, Oscarville, and Apaquiac. That means it'll produce 2.1 million kilowatt hours per year. That output should displace 170,000 gallons of diesel fuel annually. Small homeowners will hardly see a difference to their power bill because the state subsidizes that bill with the Power Cost Equalization, or PCE.
But all the commercial users will see some impact. So the schools and the hospital and the clinic and all the places that don't get PCE, they'll see a reduction in the cost of their electricity.
The turbine should begin rotating and generating power in early September. AVEC just needs to install transformers and the power lines to connect the turbine to the electric grid. In the meantime, an identical wind turbine is going up in St. Mary's. The project involves stringing a power line downriver to Mountain Village. The turbine will provide 30 to 40% of the annual electric needs for both communities. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.